This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time here to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here today, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's gonna be a warm one today, but today and tomorrow look like the last one for a bit. Just looking at the long term forecast, it's gonna be cooler. We're starting to get some of those cooler nights. It's been nice to wake up and get that cooler feeling instead of that humidity. You know, you walk outside and it just hits you in the face and it's like, all right, I want to go back inside and start over. But looks like today and tomorrow are going to be warm and then go down from there. So today might be, you know, get out in the garden first thing this morning versus getting out there later in the day. So, you know, be something to something to be looked at the next couple of days. But like I said, from there, it's going to go down, you know, have some cooler days. I mean, we're going into the 70s midweek and late in the week. So all the way to looking to September, we're looking into the low 80s, 70s. So, hey, I'll take that. This is my favorite time of year with the temperatures. Love the temperatures. Not a heat guy. Can't work as much on that when you get so much heat, right? But, you know, get out there this morning, get your plants watered, get them taken care of early and first thing versus, you know, waiting until a little bit later when they're going to be too hot and drying out. So something to be looking at on these warm couple days. But going forward, you know, get out there. And during the day, any time of the day, because it's going to be nice to be working. So, you know, we've talked about this many times, but we're gonna continue to keep watering in the mornings. We're gonna actually, I was talking with somebody about a week ago. It was actually on the show. I was just thinking about this. I was asking, you know, when do we continue to water something until? And I said, until the ground freezes, and it kind of like shocked, but, you know, that's kind of what we want to do. You know, so when it comes to watering, we're not done when the heat's over. You know, we got to think about continuing to water almost all the way till the ground freezes, or you can't water any longer. You know, if you have a sprinkler system, obviously you're going to be looking at later in the season, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this down. I'm going to blow out the system so all the air, so it's just air in the system. There's no water left, so nothing's going to freeze on me. But sometimes when you get that early, just make sure some of your other plants that are well established or even, you know, not as well established get watered up until the ground freezes, maybe with a hose, etc. So, you know, something to be really thinking about. As long as the ground isn't frozen, your plants are growing. they might not be showing the leaves, or, you know, some of the leaves will be falling, but the root system is growing and moving. So these are things to be thinking about, you know, going forward. We're 8 days from September at this point. So we're almost in what we consider fall. We almost consider fall, you know, September 1st, even though it's the end of the month that fall actually hits. So we, you know, we'll look at it. All right, September 1st or Labor Day hits, it's fall. When in fact, you know, it doesn't really hit till the end of the month. We're about a month away from fall, but we're going to start feeling it soon. What comes with this? Starting to redo the lawns. We started talking about that last week. You know, getting ready for those areas to be putting lawn down. Was it time to get rid of some areas, some weeds, kill the weeds? We like to, the idea is if we are getting rid of weeds in a lawn and redoing in a whole area, it's usually about 2 weeks after spraying, you know, particular items on the lawn, you can go again to, you can start to reseed. So, you know, if you're looking to reseed this fall, today might be a great day to get out there early to spray your weed killer. Or your, complete vegetation type killer. Your cleanups, cleanup would be the synthetic, or you could use like a burnout, which would be organic. The organic way of it, one of the great things with burnout, burnout is an organic vegetation killer. The sun actually assists in the kill of the weeds. What will actually happen is the spray, so we'll take out the outer layer of the leaf, and then the sun actually will then burn the plant down because the outer layer of the leaf is no longer there, that outer coating that protects it, so it's weaker, so the sun will actually burn the leaf. So the combination of the sun and the spray will actually work really well. The other product which would do the same would be Adios from Natural Alternative. That's a good one to use. Adios is a great little product. Same idea, spraying earlier in the day. Let the sun and the heat actually help it to push it along. So that's something to be looking at if you're going to be redoing the lawn. Usually, you know, any product you're putting down to kill something is usually about 2 weeks prior. So, just looking at the long-term forecast, in about 2 weeks, the temperatures aren't going to be in the 90s anymore. They're going to be in the 70s and very low 80s. So, looks like time to start getting the lawn ready. So we can talk a lot about that today if you'd like, because I know with the drought that has been out there, and it's been terrible, your lawn probably doesn't look very good. Maybe it's a little crispy. Maybe it's got more weeds than normal just because of the heat, and the weeds love the bad conditions for it. So maybe that's something to be thinking about. So we can definitely be talking about that because this is the time of year to be reestablishing your lawn, getting it ready for the next year. What you do now is going to help you next season when it comes to your lawn. So think about that. It's not just about, you know, next year starting again with the lawn. Starting now for next year is going to be very beneficial for you. So definitely think about, you know, all right, was I going to put that project off till the spring? You know, I think you should be putting your lawn renovation project to this fall to be ready for next year. Your lawn will do some growth during the winter. You're not going to see the shoots growing, but the roots development. And then first thing in the spring, starting out, you're already going to have something there. You can add some more seed in the spring, but it's definitely something you should be thinking about doing now to be ready for next year. The other thing we could be looking at doing is getting some soil tests done now for next season so that you can start to be ahead of the game. You know, take a look at your vegetable garden. Did you have success? Did you have some issues? All right. Well, if you had some issues, even if you had some success, get a soil sample done now so that next season you know what to do. But the other thing you could actually be looking at is if you get a soil sample in, usually takes about 2 week turnaround. We're still in September. We still can be doing some fixes, right? We can fix a little bit of that soil now. You know, it says put some lime down. Wouldn't you rather be ready for next season? You know, start getting it ready now. Those are some of the things that we can be thinking about going forward. So I definitely think, you know, getting out there, getting some work done for next year is very beneficial for you. You know, if you've been home most of the year this year, you know, a lot of people have been working from home. You've been able to work with your garden, see your lawn, etc. Well, let's get ready for next year and still be successful. Let's plan accordingly. Let's hope that we're not stuck at home. But at the same time, if we are, don't we want it to be beautiful? So let's look and see what we can do. So we can discuss that today as we go on. But if you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of real water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we started discussing what we could be doing for next season already, and how that taking care of some of our things for our lawn will be more successful going forward because of it. So something really to be looking at, taking a look at, do you need to do a soil sample? I definitely think soil samples are very important. We talk a lot about it in the spring, but I was thinking about it. We barely really talk about it in the fall. We talk about a lot of it, a lot of times in the spring. I was like, all right, get this done. This will really help. But this is something we need to be thinking about now for next season so we can be even more ahead. So something to really just be thinking about. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Pamela is in New Hampshire.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm calling about my Rose of Sharon. This year, it always starts blossoming around July 13th or so. And this year, it had so many blossoms, and it was beautiful. The whole right until the middle of August. And I had fertilized it in the spring, in April. And then I watered it. I've been, watering it like once a week. Mm-hmm. And the last time I watered it was August 16th. And I may have watered it too much. I don't know. But all of a sudden it stopped. The buds stopped opening. So it has lots of green buds there all around the shrub. The only ones that blossomed in the past week was way at the top, and that's it. So I don't know if I watered it too much or what.
Well, I don't think you watered it too much. I think it's one of those things where it's not that easy to overwater something in a drought type conditions, because they're always searching for water. So I don't think that's the case on this one. You know, if anything, I think the watering you were doing was helping it.
Okay.
And I think it could be even sometimes even more water versus, slowing down on the watering, taking a look at, how long you watered it for. Did you use, did you put the hose on a trickle? Did you let it just sit there? That type of thing. One of the things I would be looking at doing is, I mean, it's been blooming for, almost a month and a half at this point. I think it's going to start to slow down as it is anyways, especially with some of the extreme heat that we have. A lot of plants, when it's just so hot, just slow down, and they don't form, they don't blossom as much. They don't do as much as they always do. The heat just kind of slows them down. So this could be, the effects of it having so much heat for such a long period of time that's kind of happening. I'd get out there personally and water it again, put the hose on a trickle, let it just sit there, maybe about a half hour. I don't think in a time with there's, drought-like conditions that the watering, you can kind of overwater, something like that.
Okay, yeah, because it does have lots of green buds that look like they want to open, but they're just sitting there.
Yeah, no, understandable. But I definitely water it heavily.
Okay.
And maybe do it, today, and then in a couple days instead of waiting once a week. With drought-like conditions like this, it's just the plant is just searching for water, so it's stressed out. Anything you're going to do with that's going to be beneficial for it. You don't see any insects or anything flying around the plants at all, right?
No. As a matter of fact, all the time it's been blooming, I've seen loads of bees and hummingbirds.
Perfect. So yeah. I think everything's in good condition. I think you just got to keep on watering it with that to be a little bit more successful.
Okay.
All right, Pamela.
Thank you very much.
All right. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Much of the U.S. Gulf Coast is preparing not for one tropical storm or possible hurricane, but two storms that could both hit early this upcoming week. Colin Arnold is the New Orleans Emergency Preparedness Director.
We're still preparing to have impacts from two potential tropical storms, potentially two Category 1 hurricanes.
Tropical Storm Marco could hit the Gulf Coast Tuesday and Tropical Storm Laura on Wednesday, and by that time, both could be Category 1 hurricanes. The House voting to provide $25 billion in funding for the Postal Service. Yesterday, 26 Republicans joined all Democrats to pass the bill. It comes after Postmaster General Louis DeJoy made drastic cost-cutting changes. The president's promising he'll veto the measure if it reaches his desk, which it probably won't because the Senate says it won't take up the bill. And this is USA Radio News. Wildfires forcing nearly 125,000 Californians out of their homes as the hundreds of blazes in the state have burned nearly 1 million acres. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi puts it into some perspective.
We have wildfires burning that are burning the lay of the land the size of the state of Rhode Island.
Some 12,000 lightning strikes are blamed for igniting most of the 600 or so new fires since last weekend, especially in Northern California. A Russian opposition leader suspected of being poisoned is now being treated in a German hospital. Alexei Navalny was flown out of Russia on Saturday morning when Russian officials finally allowed him to be released, and he's now reportedly in stable condition. He's been a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and fell into a coma after becoming ill during a flight from Moscow to Siberia last Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time today to answer all of your gardening questions. We've got about 3.5 hours left to go. So definitely give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, we started talking about lawns, getting lawns renovated, getting settled for next season. So it's definitely something to be looking at doing. So something we should really be talking about in the next few weeks. So if you have some questions about that, feel free to call us, and I'll try to do everything I can to help you out. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Elizabeth is in New Hampshire.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning. I have a question on Japanese knotweed and the best way to get rid of it.
Okay. Well, so that's going to be a hard one to do. I mean, the best way, to be honest, the best way to get rid of it is move. That's it's one of those things where it's just it takes a number of times to do it. So, you know, just be prepared for a little bit of work when it comes to it. So, you know, with the Japanese knotweed, you could be using, you know, a product like Cleanup from Bonide. It would be one where you're going to need to cut down the weed itself, okay, leaving a little bit of the stalk so that you can then use this product and paint it onto the open wounds or spray the open wounds. To allow the cleanup to be absorbed into the plant a little bit quicker. The thing about it is you're going to need to do it multiple times. It can take up to 3 to 4 times to really spray it to kill it back. It's going to take a few times. It's not like a one and done type.
When did this come into this country? Because I never remember seeing so much of it in past years.
Well, some of the weather conditions have just been, ideal for, weeds like this. Lots of heat, lots of space to roam. We take care of areas to try to get rid of things like, weeds, et cetera, and these just jump in. This is just one where, I don't know how long it's been here. I'm trying to see how long it's been in the country, but it's been here. I just looked it up. It's been here since the 19th century. So we've been here for a number of years. It's just these past couple seasons, with the heat, with the areas that it's just been so hot. It loves it. It thrives in it. There's a number of things to be doing with this. Okay. So it's not only, cutting it down before you spray and then spraying. It's what you do after the fact. Okay. So what I'd like to see you do, and this can help get rid of it a little bit quicker. You might have to spray multiple times again, but I'd like you to get some of the black plastic that you could get at, like, Home Depot. There's a company called Warps. It kind of sounds like tarps, but it's Warps. It's a plastic product. Comes in a roll that you can put down over the Japanese knotweed, okay? The reason why I'm saying we get something like that is it's the black with the sun is going to heat up and help kind of, like, cook it. So I want you to, spray the cut the plant down. So you leave about, half an inch to an inch. Then spray the plant. Best way to do it is to take the concentrate itself, get a paintbrush, and paint the concentrate right onto the to the weed itself. Okay?
Yeah.
From there, what you're going to do is you're going to take that black plastic, and you're going to put it on top of the area, okay? You're going to what you want to do, because you've left it up about a half an inch or an inch or so, you're going to want to, once you've sprayed it, let them sit for a bit, stomp on those shoots, so when you put the black plastic down, it's not getting, like, little spots where it's sticking up,
mm-hmm.
Okay? By doing this, you're not letting any of the sun in. That way, the sun, when it hits, is going to hit that black plastic. It's going to heat up underneath it, and it's going to help burn the plant so that it will burn to the root system. Okay? So I think that's one of the easiest ways to do it to be successful, but you're probably going to have to do it a few times. There are some people out there that will actually say the easiest way to do it is follow that procedure, but then dig out the rhizomes, the clumps, and get rid of them that way. I personally, this seems like a little bit too much work for me. So I'd be using that plastic and the spray. And again, you're probably going to have to do it 2 to 3 times, but in the end, it'll be worth it. But that black plastic is going to help, because it's just going to heat up underneath there, and cook the plant. Really, that's really what it's going to be doing, is making the plant. It's cooking it so that it's going to burn, and that's the idea behind using like a product like Burnout or Cleanup. So that's the best way to do it. And again, don't be discouraged if the first time it doesn't completely work. It's going to take multiple times. This isn't just a one-and-done type. Most weeds are that way as it is anyways. They will take a little bit of time. But as new, you're going to notice some of the new shoots would emerge. Do the same thing. Cut them and spray them. That's going to be your best way to do it.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. I'm sorry, not Paul.
It's okay.
I've been a listener for a long time. I do appreciate all your information, and I will get some of that product.
Excellent. Well, good luck, and I think you know, just don't get discouraged if it takes a few times, because it'll take everybody, no matter who it is, a few times. You know, this is not something that goes away easily.
All right. Appreciate all the info.
No problem. Have a great one, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so we'll get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I see you survived another hot summer.
Yeah, thankfully.
Okay. Listen, a couple of small things here.
Sure.
When's the best time to separate raspberry plants? I've got a situation where somehow or other the root spread and then another shoot came. So my question is, I really want to separate those two plants, and when is the best time to do that? The other thing is I need to transplant some annabelles. And I guess that's the other question. And the third thing is my San Marino tomatoes are not turning red. All the others are, but these guys seem to want to hang on and not be turning color. But the other observation I want to share with you is I have a number of echinacea plants in our gardens.
Mm-hmm.
The bees have stopped visiting it. There's no bees at all, and usually that continues on into probably the first frost. Is this another victim of this summer?
So we can start with the tomatoes, and I do think it is the heat that is making it so that all the, you know, your San Marino tomatoes aren't changing that color yet. Mm-hmm. I think that when it gets too hot and it stays too hot for so long, tomatoes slow down. They stop producing the pigment to it. So you could definitely, in the next few weeks here, it's going to cool down. I think that you're going to start to see some of them start to ripen and turn orange for you. The other thing, you could take a few of them, bring them inside, put them on the windowsill. So it's going to get the sun, but it's going to get a different temperature inside the house. It's not going to be those 90 degrees. So I think that's definitely going to help it. With the bees, I think at this point for the tomatoes, that, you know, they've already been pollinated, et cetera, with the flowers. But it's interesting not seeing as many bees. I'm seeing bees kind of everywhere right now. I'm seeing them a little bit more. But, you know, it could be, you know, the heat, they're kind of just sticking, staying away a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
With some of that heat. So, you know, I think that's probably part of it that's going on. It's, you know, just like us, we don't want to go outside as much. We want to kind of stay inside when it's hot. The bees are looking for a little bit cooler temperatures. They're not going to like the, you know, the 90s we've been having. I wouldn't be surprised in the, you know, next week or two, you'll start to see them a little bit more.
Okay, all right.
Start to see it a little bit there.
Yep, I'll be patient and just see what happens. I just don't want to have to be out there in an inch of snow and cutting tomatoes, but that can be the first.
Hey, you know, it might not be a bad thing to have fresh tomatoes in the, where when it's snowing. You know, you're not going to get that anywhere, right?
That brings what Daryl said in Vermont.
Yeah.
Plant your tomatoes inside for the winter, and it'll be the best ones you ever had.
Exactly.
You know, so. Okay, well,
so,
that's about it. Okay,
well, so for the raspberry plants, the best time to be transplanting them would be early spring or late in the fall. You want the plant to be dormant.
Okay.
So you don't want them to be actively growing. So you're looking for later in the season, we're a month from fall as it is, so we're probably talking like October.
Okay.
Depending upon the season and how it goes. I mean, this has been a season for, you know, 2020 has been a time where every day almost is like, it tops the previous day or the previous week. That type of thing has been going on. So that's something I'd be waiting till then. The same thing with the Annabelle hydrangea as well.
Okay.
So
wait till at least October.
Yeah, let it not be flowering at this point. It's probably getting closer to the end of it, but you want it to be closer to dormant. So it's focusing a little bit more on its, not producing flowers and shoots, etc.
Okay. The other thing,
just make sure when you do transplant them, water heavily the night before. Even though they're dormant, the root system is still still absorbing. And then use the Biotone starter to help with the transplant shock going forward.
Okay, sounds good. You have a great week, Baxter. Take care.
Thanks, you too, Bob.
Right on. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we do have another caller on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl's in Pittsford, Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your Japanese knotweed. We're just lucky we don't live in England, because you can't get a mortgage if you have it on your property. And it'll break down the foundation of your building. It's so powerful. On the other hand, there's the old political or the justice part of it. And you can eat it. It's quite edible. And when it gets up about 6 inches or so long, it actually tastes a great deal like rhubarb, but it produces resveratrol, which helps the diseases caused by ticks. And if you watch or keep a little record, you notice as the ticks are coming north, the Japanese knotweed is coming north with them. You can literally strip the roots out, make tinctures, and should you so desire. But if you do really want to get rid of it, it's the little artist's paintbrush, in which you snip off the plant's stem and put one drop of your, any of your Roundup type materials, and let it soak in, and it will get down in there and make a big difference. But it's if you check a lot of bottles of resveratrol and turn them around and say Polygonum cuspidatum. And that is your Japanese knotweed, which is not particularly tasty, by the way. It's very bitter. I went to a potluck supper once and decided to bring strawberry rhubarb pie. A lot of strawberries there, but the rhubarb was, well, different.
Yeah, it's interesting that you know, so many uses on different things that you just don't think about. But, you know, the Japanese knotweed is just one that, you know, and I've seen it happen many times where it's not just a one-and-done type thing.
No.
This is a multiple-time spray. I like adding that black plastic afterwards just to almost heat it up to get it nice and hot in there, just to try and help the product spread through the roots, dehydrate the plant. That's what we're looking to do, is dehydrate it as much as possible.
Sometimes the clear works as well or better because that lets the sunlight in and really heats it up.
I think the black
would do it, but the black plastic makes the plastic hot, whereas clear plastic will make the plant really, really warm it up. But the key is not quite so much spraying, but getting out there with your Dixie cup and your paintbrush, and probably pick a day when the neighbors are away, but cut it off, put a drop on each stem. And it makes that little, you know, teardrop-like on it.
Yep.
You'll see it soak in. That's the one that's not going to make it. It's pretty far gone right there. And just go through and do them. And, but I've tried it with clear plastic. Really gets it heated up. And
it's like a greenhouse, right? It does the same type of thing. I've always thought, you know, the black plastic just, it's like the weed
makes
fabric,
sense.
Right?
Makes
you know, you're
sense,
just thinking
but,
that. But that's a good point. You know, if you have just regular plastic, you can cover it as well.
That's right.
You know, so that's an easy one. Some people even look at, you know, hey, like a trash bag that you have. You don't have to go out and buy, you know, the special tarps for it. But something like a trash bag would work. They even make those in clear, right? You could be using that. That might be nice and easy to do. But it's going multiple times is not just a one and done type thing, and that's the biggest thing with this. And more is not better on this. You know, don't pour a whole thing of the solution on each one. More is not better.
One drop on each stem, because if you pour it in the soil, it just breaks down and doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for you. All right, Daryl, I appreciate
it. Fun.
Have a good one. We'll be back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.